The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Otto. It's always great to see you. And we have Christina, who's going to be joining us for this hour also today. So,
Love.
Not only is Christina the producer of this program, and she does a great job, today happens to be her wedding anniversary. But
that's right, Cinco de Mayo.
But we're not going to steal any time from Manda. We're going to be dealing with that at the second hour. Marusha, Cinco de Mayo on the beach at the Crescent Club. Oh boy, I got a lot to talk about.
Oh.
Anyway, what we have this morning, and it really is so timely, is Manda Crystal, and Manda is from Family and Children's Association, which I'm not sure if it's a national organization or just on Long Island. I'm familiar with them, and I think it's Jim Reynolds is the chairman or president of it, and they really are. It's a fabulous organization. And we've had different people on the program in reference to scams, but the basic scams, Social Security and somebody trying to get into your bank account, Manda has really come up with a program that I know, I believe you delivered it to the town itself last week. And since I'm involved with the town, it got rave reviews, Manda. So
that's great.
Thank you so much for willing to come on the program. It's a little confusing at this time, but as Christina wants to do the most or the as much information as we can get out to the public now, one, to keep them safe, two, to keep them aware, and three, to keep them happy. In quarantine, you need to be happy a little bit. So we try to do all three. Thank you again, Manda, for coming. And I'm giving this over to you from the point of view, I have your actually, whatever you call it, point and figure? PowerPoint. Okay. Your PowerPoint, but I'm not going by that. I'm going to go by you. How do you want to start? Give us some information that Manda thinks is important.
Okay, so thank you very much. Family and Children's Association is an organization, a nonprofit organization that's been here servicing Long Islanders for over 135 years.
Wow.
And as you said, Jeff Reynolds is the CEO of the company, and we are here to help everybody from this birth until senior citizens. We cover the gamut. And I am the program coordinator for financial abuse and exploitation. I do advocacy and education because, as you know, it's really, really important to get the word out, not only to seniors, but to everybody, to be aware. The more informed you are, the better off you will be. So as a matter of fact, we just came out, there was a new study that showed that if people knew about scams, they were 80% less likely to engage in them. And then if they did choose to engage in them, they were 40% less likely to lose money. So everybody who's out there listening to this program, kudos to you, because it is really important that you are here, that you are listening, and that you learn the scams that are out there so that you will not fall prey and become a victim to a scam.
I know you covered in your last program to the town, the 2020 census, COVID-19, and the U.S. impact payment. Which are all important, but the one where I want to start, which I think is the one that hits middle America the most, is COVID, because not everybody is getting the impact payments. Not everybody, well, no, everybody should be involved with the census, but that's another issue. We can go on that later on. But the COVID, because anybody who picks up their phone, they're so concerned, they hear something and they think they should do it, especially a senior.
Absolutely. So as I said, you know, right now, and as you said when we started the program, it's even harder to prevent scams from happening now because seniors are at home more than ever. They are not interacting with their friends, with their neighbors, with their family. So education and getting this information out there to them is really important because they are more vulnerable as targets than they were before. And the people who are doing these scams, they have a full suite of tools that they use to get to people. And it can come in the areas of phishing emails, texts, robocalls, imposter scams, and we'll speak more about each of those different ways that scammers are getting to our seniors. But what is very scary about the times right now is that these fraudsters are using the headlines and they are adapting their messages and tactics to our seniors as new medical and economic advice and concerns come out. So like you said, with the coronavirus, I'll give you an indication of how prevalent and how fast these scams are growing. When I first started the presentation and made my first presentation at the end of March, the statistics showed that only, and I'm saying only, 7,800 COVID-related scams were reported for the Federal Trade Commission with a loss already in March of $4.7 million. Just last week when I did this presentation, the new stats showed that there was 27,800 complaints registered, which is an increase of 20,000 in 4 weeks, with a loss of $20.4 million to the American people. So that means that the average person was scammed out of over $500 if you take the average loss over the amount of people that reported scams. And these are just people that are reporting scams. So if you want, I'd love to talk to you about what the scams are so your listeners can hear and write down the information. Again, I just also want to put out there that we do all kinds of counseling, education, information. So I would like to give my name and my number. So if anybody has a question of any kind of scam, if they get paper in the mail that they're not sure whether it's a legitimate document, if they get a phone call that they're not sure is legitimate, they can feel free to call me and we can discuss what is going on. So is it okay
if I give that? Absolutely.
Okay, so it is Manda Crystal, and my phone number is 516-485-3425, extension 2333. And we would be happy to talk to you and make sure that you verify any questions that you may have. And we are free to counsel and discuss any problems that you may have related to financial exploitation and abuse. One of the things that is very common—
Amanda, can I just jump in for 1 second?
Sure.
In reference to that number you just gave out, and I'd like you to give out again in a second. If I get something in the mail, if I get a phone call from somebody, or if I'm on the computer and I get an email that says there's a new COVID such and such, please click this or whatever, I can call you and your office and say, does this make sense? Is this something I should be doing?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I will tell you right away, straight off, never, ever click on anything that's sent to you where you can't verify where it's coming from. And so that's one of my major points in the presentation. And it doesn't matter whether it's a COVID scam or whether it's coming from allegedly your bank, your credit card company. What these fraudsters are doing and what they're out there is they send very, very official looking information. And they're preying on the fact that they're going to scare you into doing something that will then give them either personal information or lead to financial gain. So that's how these scammers work. They work in two distinct ways. They either make you so afraid that if you don't do what they are asking you to do, something bad is going to happen to you or somebody you love. So therefore, as soon as you get that information, your heart is racing, you're beginning to sweat, you're tingling, you're concerned about your welfare or that of your loved one, and your mind kind of turns off. So that's a problem. And you then go ahead and fall for what the scammer is hoping that you do. The other way scammers get people to give them information or money is through excitement and elation. They raise your hopes that you won the lottery, you won a sweepstakes. And now we're even dealing with romance scams, that you're in for true love. And before you know it, you are giving them information and they are deceiving you. So it's really important to know that and to verify what you're giving out before you do anything. So yes, anybody can call me and speak to me if they have any concerns. And as I started to say, one of the problems with our seniors is a lot of them don't want to talk to their loved ones or their neighbors if they had lost money in the past. They're ashamed and they have a loss of dignity and they feel, how could I have been so foolish to have sent this money? I should have known better. And so one thing it's important for everybody to know is that scamming and financial exploitation and fraud covers the spectrum. It doesn't matter your socioeconomic level, your education level. There are plenty of lawyers, attorneys, doctors, professors who have all been victims of financial scams. The most important thing to do is to let people know about it, to report it, and to speak about it so others won't.
That's okay.
Know how to, so others will know how to keep themselves safe.
Unbelievable. Otto, I know you had your hand up. I don't know if you have time to squeeze it in or we'll start it and come back to it.
I completely agree with what Amanda said. I think fear, and the other thing people have to understand is the people who do these things now are professionals. They're not amateurs anymore. They are people who are smooth. They have a detailed plan and they are going to con you as good as can be conned. You know, they're not amateurs. This is not going to be an obvious thing. They're smooth. Okay, where are we on time, Dan?
No, we're okay. Okay. It's a different watch going around. And actually, it's very funny.
I agree completely. And right now is a big time to prey on fear. COVID-19 is a huge fear factor, and it just plays right into their hands.
Now we'll take the break, Otto. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.